The U.S. Senate is getting ready for hearings on the most controversial of George W. Bush's cabinet choices, John Ashcroft of Missouri, named for Attorney General. When he was a senator from Missouri, Ashcroft was known for blocking the appointment of judges he considered to be too liberal. He once said the Senate should reject a nominee whose views put him outside the mainstream beliefs of most Americans. Now John Ashcroft faces his own Senate hearing, and his liberal opponents hope to prove that he's outside the mainstream himself. NPR's Steve Inskeep examines the record of John Ashcroft.
John Ashcroft returned to the Senate the other day. He strode through a hallway searching for a particular office. And though he must have visited that office before, the hallway looked unfamiliar. It was jammed with news photographers, their lenses all pointing at him.
We need to go to 433.
Ashcroft opened the wrong wooden door, then backed away. When he found room 433, he met with Senator Patrick Leahy, a leading Democrat. Leahy says he warned Ashcroft that some senators have serious questions about him.
Everybody will have a chance to express those, and that he should be aware of it.
Ashcroft was a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, the same committee that's judging him now. He favored the death penalty and opposed abortion. He favored states' rights and opposed gun control. Some conservatives encouraged him to run for president. They considered him a hero for the way he fought for his beliefs. Even opponents say he listens to their side, and they sometimes work together. But in an interview, he once described himself as a foot soldier, dodging bullets in battles over the Constitution. And as a senator, he enlisted in a guerrilla war against President Clinton. When the president nominated federal judges, Ashcroft might spend months looking for evidence that they were liberal. In a 1998 speech, he attacked a Clinton choice named Margaret Morrow.
This is an outstanding person of intellect. From everything I can understand, a person of great integrity, a person whose record of service is laudable and commendable. The only question I have is, does she have the right view of the Constitution?
Shifting his glasses from one hand to the other, Ashcroft flipped through the evidence he'd gathered. He charged that Morrow had once coordinated a conference that had focused on gun control. In addition, he questioned the meaning of two sentences she had written in a law review.
Ms. Morrow seemed to endorse the practice of judicial activism. That's judge-made law.
Democrats and some Republicans said Ashcroft distorted the nominee's writings, but Ashcroft helped to delay her confirmation for 2 years. To slow down nominees, Ashcroft took advantage of an obscure Senate tradition, a custom that sometimes gives a single lawmaker the power to defy the president. Republican Charles Grassley is an Ashcroft supporter.
Any one member has the ability to hold over nominations for a week or until the next meeting. He, along with one or two other members, regularly exercise that option.
When a senator puts a hold on a nominee, his colleagues often keep it private. Outsiders might never know why a nomination stalled. Republicans did not start Washington's ideological sniping over judges, but Ashcroft worked as a sort of tag team with two other conservatives. The group delayed so many nominations for so many years that the federal courts began to suffer a shortage of judges. Even some Republicans believed Ashcroft was making a mistake. Bruce Fine is a legal scholar who served in the Reagan administration.
The Constitution gives the upper hand in federal judicial nominations to the president, whether you like the president or not. And the reason was a good one, because he represents the entire country. His view is not distorted or warped, if you will, by a parochial perspective that a senator brings.
In 1999, Ashcroft attacked a judicial nominee from his home state. Ronnie White was already a justice on the Missouri State Supreme Court, and the full Senate seemed likely to approve him as a federal judge, until John Ashcroft rose to speak.
I believe that Judge White's opinions have been, and if confirmed, his opinions on the federal bench would continue to be pro-criminal and activist, a slant toward criminals and defendants against prosecutors and the culture in terms of maintaining order.
The senator focused on one of Ronnie White's judicial opinions. The judge had opposed the death penalty for a man convicted of murder. Missouri Senator Kit Bond says a man named Jimmy Johnson shot and killed a sheriff's deputy who responded to a call about a domestic disturbance.
He murdered two more deputies, and he went to the sheriff's house 2 weeks before Christmas and watched through the window as the sheriff's wife was conducting a prayer meeting and assassinated her through the window.
The state Supreme Court upheld a death sentence for Jimmy Johnson, but Justice Ronnie White disagreed. He wrote that the defendant may have been insane and that his lawyer had put on an incompetent defense. The judge's reasoning didn't impress Senator Ashcroft.
He will use his lifetime appointment to push the law in a pro-criminal direction consistent with his own personal political agenda.
Ashcroft aides led petition drives among law enforcement groups. Ronnie White soon lost the support of his home state Senator Kit Bond, who'd previously said White was qualified. The Senate rejected his nomination. Not all law enforcement groups abandoned the judge. Thomas Mayer is president of the state's Fraternal Order of Police.
We're outraged, and we want justice, and we want it swift, and we want it fair. But what we're saying is we don't know the insides of the case, and we're not inside the judge's mind, and we're not attorneys to be able to decide whether he did the right thing or not.
The Democratic-leaning police group said that Ashcroft distorted the record of a qualified judge. It turned out that Ronnie White had upheld death sentences in 70% of the cases before him. Mayer thinks he knows the real reason John Ashcroft attacked.
We believe that the opposition to Justice White was based on one thing, politics.
At the time, Ashcroft was just beginning a brutal fight for re-election. By wrecking a nomination, he showcased his support for the death penalty. He also happened to thwart the career of a nominee who was black. That's one reason civil rights groups are suggesting Ashcroft is racially biased. People who know him, including some political opponents, say they doubt that, but they say Ashcroft did show how far he was willing to go to advance his political cause. Ashcroft didn't stop with judicial nominations. He opposed President Clinton's choice for Surgeon General because of his views on abortion. He opposed Clinton's choice for Deputy Attorney General because of his views on civil rights. Legal scholar Bruce Fine says if Ashcroft does become Attorney General, he may face a problem.
Because Senator Ashcroft was so adamant at championing the prerogative to block federal judicial nominations of the president based upon philosophy, he, I think, will confront his own words.
As Attorney General, John Ashcroft would help George W. Bush to nominate judges, and Fine says Senate Democrats could question those nominees.
Who are you to tell us we shouldn't block the nominations? You were here doing just that less than a year ago.
First, of course, senators have to consider John Ashcroft's own nomination. Presidents usually get wide latitude in choosing their cabinets. Even though liberal groups are attacking him, Ashcroft has been expected to win confirmation. But with the Senate evenly divided, that could change quickly. Republican Charles Grassley supports Ashcroft's nomination.
I would suggest that if there is even one Republican that might oppose him, it's going to encourage the Democrats to stay together, all 50 against him.
Democrats are still deciding how hard to fight a man who disagrees with them on issue after issue. Just after his nomination, John Ashcroft called his Senate colleague, Chuck Schumer. He asked, "Do I have your vote?" The New York Democrat says he responded, "Not yet."
Is he ideologically so far over that he shouldn't be the nominee, even though he is a person of integrity? That, to me, is something that we all have to wrestle with.
Schumer says he wants to know if Attorney General Ashcroft could support federal laws on abortion or gun control, laws he's fought against during his entire public life. Over the next few weeks, senators will decide whether to deal with John Ashcroft's nomination the way John Ashcroft dealt with so many others. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Washington.